In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Oh, good day. It's Father Tom, and I am glad to be with you today. My question to you is, do you belong to the feel-good church? The feel-good church. I'm reading from Jeremiah 29, verse 10. "The prophet Hananiah then took the yoke from the neck of the prophet Jeremiah. He broke it and said in the presence of all the people, 'Thus says the Lord, even so, within 2 years, I will break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, from off the neck of all nations.' At that, the prophet Jeremiah went away." Let me tell you about the feel-good church. Hananiah was the prophet, and he was telling the people everything what they wanted to hear. "In 2 years, I'm going to break the yoke off of the king of Babylon," that's Nebuchadnezzar, "and you're going home to Jerusalem." In other words, it's going to be okay in 2 years. It's the feel-good church. I want you all to feel good, kids. It's all about feeling good, you know. Please feel good. You know, my friends, it's about, you know, you're all such lovely, lovely people. And the feel-good church, Hananiah is the patron saint of it. Listen to what Jeremiah says to Hananiah. "To the prophet Hananiah, the prophet Jeremiah says this, 'Hear this, Hananiah, the Lord has not sent you, and you have raised up false confidence to the people. For thus says the Lord, I will dispatch you from the face of the earth. This very year you shall die, because you have preached rebellion against the Lord.' That same year, in the 7th month, Hananiah the prophet died." You see, he was the feel-good prophet. And he is the patron saint of the church today that wants everybody to feel good. It's all about feeling good, boys and girls, you know. The feel-good church is the church that doesn't really say anything because, you know, we just don't want to stick our necks out. So, as a matter of fact, what we do is we just talk about dribble. Yeah, we talk about dribble. Like last week, the readings were about the last things, the destruction of Jerusalem, and Jesus coming in glory. Oh, yes. But I understand that at different churches, they began to speak about Thanksgiving and began to talk about ragtime. Well, you know, that's the feel-good church, because you see, everybody's going to heaven, boys and girls, because you all come to church and get your card punched. It's so lovely. Oh, yeah, when you go to church, if they're talking and ragging and, you know, they don't know Jesus from Mickey Mouse, and maybe Mickey they know more. But it's the feel-good church, because we want everyone to feel good. We don't want to tell them anything because, you know, they can't take it, the people.
The feel-good church is run by Hananias, by priests, by ministers, by rabbis, by Orthodox priests that just want everybody to just feel good because they want to be liked. They call it liked. Oh, yeah. Because Hananiah probably had a hard childhood, you know, like the rest of us, you know. And, you know, he just didn't want the people to hear what Jeremiah says. And this is what Jeremiah says to the people. "Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all the exiles that are in Babylon, build houses, dwell in them, plant gardens, eat fruits, take wives, beget sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons, give your daughters husbands, so that they may bear children, sons and daughters. There you must increase in Babylon, not decrease, and you must promote the welfare of the city. For the welfare of the city depends upon you, and you will be there 70 years. Well, you see, Jeremiah was not a feel-good priest, was not a feel-good prophet. He just said to the people, you know what, kids? We've really messed up. We've worshipped false gods. You've been warned 5 million times. And you know what God says? Off we're gonna shuffle off to Babylon. So Hananiah kicks the bucket, but he still lives today as the patron saint of the feel-good church. Well, today we were in front of the abortion mill, you know. And I want to tell you, do you know how many churches are open in Boston Archdiocese? Well, honey, they're going to close. Oh, yeah, they're going to close. The writing is on the wall because, you know what? We have the feel-good church in Boston. We don't even pray about the slaughter of the innocents because we don't want people to feel sad. No, no, no. Hananiah is our patron saint, and we want to be liked, and we don't want to bring up issues. Let me tell you what I saw today. Yes, one young man went in, and I was calling him Daddy, and he's going to look like you, this baby. Well, he was bringing in somebody, and he wasn't the daddy, but they came out. So there was a save today. But let me thank you, Jesus. Let me just tell you what I saw today. Just a couple of things. When people go into the center, I say, this is a killing center. They kill 30 children a day, and they exploit women. Don't go in. And one young woman says, well, she's pointing to her womb, I'm going to go kill my child today. I'm going to go kill my child today. I'm going to go kill my child today. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Another one went in. She's a worker. And she went in with the balloon today. I guess it was somebody's birthday. And the balloon was a helium balloon that said, Happy Birthday. And I said to her, these children will never have a birthday! These children will never have a birthday! Christ have mercy. Christ have mercy. Christ have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. And there were two police cars there, protecting the killing center. The state, just like Auschwitz, protecting the killing center. That we who are out there could not cross a line. And there they are, drinking their coffee, while children are being killed, protecting the right to kill children, protecting the right to destroy children. Christ have mercy. Christ have mercy. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. In our Archbishop, the Cardinal, he's now in Rome today. You know, they're going to have a consistory. I think they're going to meet all the cardinals, you know. They're going to talk about more cardinals, you know, and more people that are going to wear red. Yeah. Well, the blood of the children being shed every single day.
And there is no bishop out there, not in Boston. There are no priests out there. Oh, no. But you see, we go to consistories and we're going to choose cardinals. But the blood of Jesus speaks louder than the blood of Abel. But I'm telling you, the blood is on the cardinal's hands. He is the shepherd of the sheep. And the blood of the children cry out for vengeance. Nothing is said about walking and praying in front of the abortion mills. Oh, nothing is said. Because you see, the archdiocese plays it safe. You see, the archdiocese is dying. And we will continue to die. Because we have Auschwitz on Commonwealth Avenue. And we do nothing. We know they kill 30 children a day in that place. And there is not a sign of the archbishop. There is not a sign of his priests. There is not a sign. And so, as Hananiah dropped dead, our diocese will die. You know why? Because the scripture is true. Jesus told us that. And judgment begins with the house of God. With us. With me. With you. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Have mercy on the church, O God. Have mercy. Have mercy on us, O Lord, the priests. Have mercy. Have mercy on the cardinal, Lord. Have mercy. Have mercy on me, O Lord, filled with rage. Have mercy. Have mercy. And Jesus called the church to be in the world, but not of the world. He tells us that in the Last Supper discourse, that we, the church, are to be in the world, but not of the world. We have failed Jesus completely because we are in the world and we are of the world. We really care what people think about us. We are the feel-good church. We want just everyone to feel good. But those children today that were ripped out of their mother's wombs, they did not feel good. And those mothers will remember that on the day before Thanksgiving, they killed their children. They will remember that. You cannot forget that scourge called abortion. And you know, because the church is in the world and of the world, we just live like the world. We are not the body of Christ. We are a conglomeration, an institution. We are a corporation. We have become just like the world. Hananiah is our patron saint. Everything is all right. As the churches close, as the schools close, as the hospitals will close, as the priests become fewer and fewer, not because it is the will of God, but because we are the feel-good church. Oh yes, we talk about orthodoxy, but orthodoxy without the power of God. You just live like the world. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Jesus, Son of the living God, have mercy. Jesus, Son of Mary, have mercy. Jesus, conceived by the Holy Spirit in the womb of the Virgin Mary, have mercy. Jesus, Messiah of the Church and of the Jews, have mercy. And so people walked in Brookline today to the Shaws to buy their turkeys. Oh yes, tomorrow is Thanksgiving. And they're buying their turkeys right across the street. Turkeys are on sale. Yeah, 59 cents a pound or whatever. And I would tell the people this is a killing center. F you, they would say. F you. One person gave me the salute, you know, the finger. I don't even know what it means. But I know it's not something good. See, that's how sheltered I am. I don't even know what the finger means. But I know it's something evil. But you see, I don't belong to the feel-good church. I was not raised up to be a feel-good priest. I was not raised up to be a feel-good priest. My heart breaks for the church. You must know, my heart breaks for the church. Because Hananiah dropped dead. And God does not need the Church of Boston, or the Church of St. Louis, or the Church of Denver, or the Church of Vermont. If we belong to a feel-good church, he does not need a church that doesn't proclaim the cross of Jesus Christ and the power of his blood and his mercy and how we have fallen from grace, how we have become the world apart from God. You see, God does not need that church. But just like the drunks, the church lives in denial. Oh, denial. We are the church of God. And Jesus looked at the temple and said, not one stone upon a stone will remain here. For they fail to realize the visitation of God. People say God cannot desert his church. I will not tell you that the Church of Boston is his church. There's one holy Catholic and apostolic church. It's universal. He doesn't need Boston. He doesn't need St. Louis. He wants us, but he doesn't need us. And if we think that God the Father will put up with the feel-good clergy and a feel-good church, we are totally mistaken. You see, my friends, the Bible is true. The Word of God is a two-edged sword. We're not called to be of the world. You know, sometimes I'm in my bed and I'm saying, I wish I could be other than what I am. I wish that I could be other than what I am. I am so tired of it. I am so tired of it. Not weary, but tired. So tired. So tired of fluff and not stuff. So tired of the way we treat each other. So tired of people that don't know Jesus Christ. really tired of it. So tired of masses where the Eucharist is offered as the one sacrifice that lasts 20 minutes. I am so tired. And you see, the frustration and my pride, I will tell you, it is my pride. I can't do anything about it. I have no power to do anything but pray. I see my church dying. I see my church dying. Raise up, O God, a remnant. A remnant that will love you and not be afraid to tell people the truth with love. A remnant that knows the power of the Holy Spirit. A remnant of saints. For Father, we perish for lack of knowledge. We perish for lack of the prophetic. We perish because we're just like the world. We're no different. We're the feel-good church. It's all about feeling good. Father, those babies today were ripped out of their mother's wombs. That woman said, I'm going to go kill my child. Have mercy on her. Have mercy on her, please. Have mercy on her. And have mercy on those workers, Lord, that they were celebrating a birthday today with balloons. God, and these children will never have a birthday, and these women will have to remember every Thanksgiving what they did. God, have mercy on us before it's too late. Have mercy on us, please. For the sake of Jesus. For the sake of Jesus. For the sake of Jesus, have mercy on us. Not for my sake. I who am so arrogant and proud and angry. Change me. Change me. But not only me, change us. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. We need your help outside those abortion mills, just to come and pray, just to come and be there. God, have mercy on us. For we are the feel-good church, more like the world than like the kingdom of God. And only the blood of Christ can change us, if we want to be changed. Tonight is Wednesday. It is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And we will be at the Espousal Retreat House. I will be offering Mass for my mother because yesterday was her anniversary. My mother died in 1994. Tomorrow and tonight, I will celebrate Mass for her. I ask you to come and pray with me for my mother. Because you know what? I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my mother. I wouldn't be here. And you wouldn't be there if it wasn't for your mother. God have mercy on us. Please. So you're welcome to come tonight at 7:30 to the Espousal Retreat House. The telephone number is 781-209-3101. 781-209-3101. Would you pray? Would you pray an intercession for the church that we change, all of us? Would you pray? Would you pray that we not be like Hananiah, telling everybody it's going to be all right? Because it won't be all right unless we repent, unless we have recourse to the cross. Do you know that the first Thanksgiving was not a feast? It was a day of repentance. It was a day of fasting. The first Thanksgiving was not a feast. No, it wasn't. It was a day of repentance and fasting. Then the feast happened in the days to come. We are so sad. But the hope of Jesus on the cross is still real. He will not desert his church. Let us pray that we not be the feel-good church any longer, but the church that loves Christ Jesus even unto death and loves each other. Happy Thanksgiving. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.
In Season and Out of Season.